When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School, second segment of 5 o'clock hour, diving into some coaching situations. So I'm going to ask you guys about this article. Austin has it here. So we're just going to go at the top, right? It says, coaches with the chance to build on year one success. So it's Jeff Brohm, Jamie Chadwell from Liberty, David Braun from Northwestern. Out of those three, who do you think build on their year one success?
Liberty. We know the least. We know the least about the Flames. Toughest to scout, toughest to evaluate because of the talent. Watching their film is really hard to watch. It's really hard to watch because you spend more time looking at the opponent. Because scheme-wise, Liberty's really good.
Yeah.
Scheme-wise, they take advantage of spacing. They are the most spatially aware offense not named Oregon. That's how good Liberty is on the low.
Austin?
They're all interesting candidates. It's going to be, I think, hardest for Liberty to build in the eyes of the casual fan. They got a big gap between them and Oregon. You get Caden Salter back, which is really fun. I think it's going to be easiest for Northwestern to build on success. Do I think they're able to? No, but I kind of like the write-up on Jeff Brohm. Louisville might not win as many games, but if they can stay in that 8-10 range and prove, like you're saying, it wasn't a one-year wonder, that'll tell me Jeff Brohm actually has something cooking down in Louisville.
Yeah, for me, I think, you know, Liberty, they have the hardest path to build on it because whether they win 10 games, 9 games, it's still in the conference that they're in, and that's what they should do, right? Because they have the best players, or with Caden Salter coming back, and then a lot of depth coming back from the team last year. So they were 13-1 last year. How much more can you build on now? Can you be consistent and win 11 to 13 games? Then you're like, okay, when you build on it. I think the team that's going to have the hardest time building on last year is Northwestern. Mm-hmm. In the article, was it a drilling rush? I don't think they surprised people. I think they surprised themselves how well they played. Now, their style of play doesn't lead to winning 8 games again. The coming down to the last play, I mean, heck, you know, the way they beat Maryland, essentially they were getting the dog walked on them, and then they went on a 21-0 run. Remember, they threw the hitch, made the corner miss, gave somebody the dead leg. There you go. It started. So those – and then you get to the bowl game and you beat Utah, you know, which normally if they played Utah 10 times, they might win 2. You know, obviously the one they won and one more. I think it's going to be the hardest for Northwestern, and I think the aftermath of the Pat Fitzgerald situation will actually run true this year. Meaning the lack of talent, you aren't surprising people. People are preparing for you now versus like, oh, it's Northwestern, it's the interim coach. We don't even know if he's going to be back. Bad situation. I wouldn't say they were taking pity on him, but it's a different way to prepare after going 8-5 and kind of be the belle of the ball versus being out there on the front. Now, Jeff Brohm is the one. This is the one that's really interesting to me. When he left Purdue, and now granted, he played at Louisville, so you understood it. But he had a I felt like he had a really good situation at Purdue. Expectations were right where he needed them. He had a style of offense that was easy to transfer portal to and to recruit to because he had a system that worked. And he, on the sneak, he was physical. The way that we saw him, whether it was Mockaby. Listen, he looked like Amp Lee or Eric Dickerson against us. We could not tackle that dude. Then you go to Louisville. You jump out there like my mom said, jump the cat. You get out there on the national scene. And then the Jeff Brohm that you saw when they were supposed to be really good at Purdue and how Purdue played in a bowl game, when he all that stuff and getting blown out at times in a bowl game, rang his ugly head against Florida State. But there is no way Louisville should have lost that game. So that let me know you're the same coach. When it gets into a big-time game, you can't get over the hump. Not one where you get when you get Ohio State to go up there and on a like a Friday night and it's sleepy. We're talking about lights, camera, action. You're the favorite. Can you get guys ready? And here's where it was more telling, DP, is that his offense couldn't produce.
And that's the weirdest statement of it all.
Exactly.
Right. That you couldn't get the part that you mastered
right
at. Right. Like you couldn't get it right. I just think for all of them, the latter two, Northwestern and Louisville, both create problems for themselves. And yeah, tougher schedule than what Liberty plays.
Mm-hmm.
But in the space of what Liberty does, Liberty says, listen, we're going to beat you exactly by how many points we're supposed to beat you by.
Every time.
Like, yeah. Listen, I don't control my schedule that way. But if I'm playing New Mexico State, I need to get Mexico State by 27. Guess what? I'll get them by
27. And we're going to play call too.
Right. That's why I think from this, it's interesting that Brohm is who he always said he was. And hey, listen, I'm a really good 8-win coach. I may not be an 11-win coach. There'll be times when I get you 10.
Right.
I could luck my way into 11.
Or schedule your way into it, yeah.
But Northwestern, no. Louisville, no. Liberty kind of sort of.
Yeah.
If it was going to happen, that's where I lean.
Here's the next question. Which coach / team takes the bigger jump in year two? Hugh Freeze in Auburn, right? Now, listen, Jerry Kill went down to Auburn and twerculated like no other. Or Luke Fickell at Wisconsin that's coming back with a hellified defense, but they were 7-6 last year with Braylon Allen at running back.
I think Fickell falls this year. I style of play intrigue that again wear and tear because you're going to stretch this Wisconsin defense a little bit this year. Different levels of speed playing around it. Wisconsin will not be able to do the things that they were able to do defensively. Their defensive line isn't stout enough to go line up against USC and Penn State back-to-back weeks.
88 plays.
Right, like yeah. that's a lot of lean on going on. That my issue with Wisconsin is just that. A level of elite level of resistance.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that physical.
Austin?
Pulling up Auburn's schedule, I see 5 wins, maybe 6. Going through Wisconsin's right now, I think they're going to be better year two, but I don't think they're going to be
like you expect.
What the general public would have expected at the time of the hire. I think that's another 7, maybe 8 win Wisconsin team. I'm just not buying it for Hugh Freeze at Auburn this year.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin will be like an 8-4. And if they get lucky, like a 9-3, I think it will look a little bit better than last year. I think here's Wisconsin's biggest problem is an identity problem. I still, you know, you get Van Dyke out of the portal, which is a great. I think if he's healthy, he's going to be one of the better gets. I think you've added more talent through the portal and obviously signing it offensively. And defensively, I think their second and third levels are fine. Like DP said, their defensive line is not the normal Wisconsin defensive line. So that puts them in a little bit of a pickle against a team that you normally would think Wisconsin would line up and bowl over against a USC. Now you're trying to play USC football and you don't have USC weapons. So that might be a no.
Anthony Munoz ain't walking in the door.
Right.
Junior Seau is not walking back in the door.
So that's the problem that Wisconsin faces. When it comes down to it, you had Braylon Allen last year, but you chose to run air raid and thought you were going to spread out the deep. Because we
thought Will Pelling was a better player than Braylon Allen.
Right. And we ate with him. I mean, my man looked like a DN. And he's legit 4.4, 4.5 speed. You didn't use him how you marketed to him, right? Because you got to think, he was thinking about going in the portal, how you marketed to him, let alone your fans, let alone your squad. Now he's gone. Now you have a new quarterback. Malusi's coming back. He's, you can say you have a new running back because he was always injured, and he's not somebody you can count on. And you aren't capable of leaning on your run defense when you're going to need it more times than not in the Big Ten. That sets Wisconsin up for identity crisis. Now, have they been working behind closed doors and nobody knows? I just don't see it because it has to be who you are. You can't say you're going to be a Big Ten defense and then you're air raid on offense.
Yeah, I wasn't sure they ever identified what.
Well, they were trying to.
Do we know what Luke Fickell wants to be?
Like, tell me that was the part. Like, tell me what you're going to be. So I don't want to be mentally lazy, but I do want to have some idea about what you're trying to do.
Right.
Like, I'll see what you put focus on based on the results, but I'm not sure that that's how that should work.
Do we even know what Cincinnati was best at?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When he was there,
creating turnovers, and
that's not sustainable.
Yeah, right, it was creating turnovers, and obviously, they had good quarterback, and they tried to be physical when they played Bama, but they didn't run the ball a lot. Remember, they leaned on Ritter, and then obviously leaned on the defense.
They had Ford for a year,
yeah, and they tried to be physical. They had a big offensive tackle. They ended up going to the next level, but it wasn't the best of talent. Now you thought, like, okay, now you get an upgraded talent, go to Wisconsin. The thing that worried me about, and I think Luke Fickell is a good coach. The problem is the hire didn't match Luke Fickell, because if you know him, his personality is more of a Big Ten type of guy. Is when they went into their bye week, they said, we're going to try to figure out who we are. And we're going to work. We're going to work more towards who we want to be. And coming out of the bye week, we'll be a better version of Wisconsin. Well, DP, they went to the bye week, which you probably have three practices during the bye week. Let's say three practices during game week. So in 6 weeks, then you teed it up that next Saturday. You did the same thing you did 2 weeks ago. So unless they address who they are in the spring, in the summer, in the offseason, but not by what you say, by what you're doing, they're gonna be looking for more than luck to get to the uptick.
Through Wisconsin's schedule late, let's get into October, where they're gonna face Northwestern.
After Rutgers on the road.
So you've got two back-to-back road games in the Big Ten to at least get yourself started. Then you get into a gauntlet, and this is a gauntlet, Jay Foreman. I'm not sure they have a real idea of how they're going to get through this.
This is the way you say it. I could just see you telling like the player, how are you going to get through this?
What are we going to ask them next week? I hear you, but it appears to me like you have a gauntlet, and they may. They're going to be playing for something in bad weather. I don't wish that for you. I don't wish that for them. That second half run leads to a thumping by the Huskers in their final game of the season because you've taken such a beating.
It's Penn State in Camp Randall, mm-hmm. at Iowa, bye week, mm-hmm. host Oregon, go to Nebraska, host Minnesota.
Oof.
PJ Fleck is loving that.
Oof. Oof.
He's loving that.
On rivalry weekend, he's getting them after... Again, after that gauntlet, that it could be a different discussion by then. Hey, man, you good? you need some help? We need to go in the transfer portal? Like, what do we need to do here? Because those heavy Wisconsin legs in November against Iowa, Oregon, back-to-back.
He's going to have a decision at halftime against Bama.
Oh,
do I keep my starters in or do I try to save them for next week going on the road to USC? But it's a bye week.
What would you do, Jay Foreman?
No, I got to empty the tank since the bye week. But then the other coach is Hugh Freeze. I'm not a big believer in Hugh Freeze. I'm not. I think Hugh Freeze was really good the first time he was at Auburn because it was, you know, he would formation you to death. And once you didn't, you know, once he got an eight yard gain, they would run it again. That was cool. But I think, obviously, he left for a reason, got fired for a reason. They brought him back. He's not the same coach. Those plays are no longer catching people by surprise. And any coach, I think, that tries to trick you to score, and that's what you lean on, it's not sustainable. Auburn made a mistake by hiring him because they didn't want to hire Cadillac Williams for obviously reasons, but I think Hugh Freeze, his tenure will be done pretty soon. The last one here, I want to ask you about this. Schools that there are teams that need to show improvement, obviously university. Deion Sanders in Colorado, Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State, and then I'm going to skip Cincinnati's coach because they're off the map. This is a guy that we met last year, DP, that I was impressed with, but I was surprised at how Purdue played. I expected them to be a little bit more energy. It was Ryan Walters in Purdue. Between those three, who needs to make the most improvement? Now, we know that Colorado has a bullseye on them based on, you know, the four high-profile guys that they have. But I'm just talking about just purely on the field.
I like this question. For several.
That's why I asked it.
For several reasons.
I know you would love this question. The reason why when I thought about this question, I could see DP sitting over there. I was trying to be nice.
I think my response is going to be too long for this segment. Austin, go ahead, because I think I'm going to go long here.
Okay. I'm disappointed you skipped over Cincinnati. I am not a Scott Satterfield believer. I think
that's why I skipped over.
No, wait. That's why I think they need the biggest jump, right? There's going to be eyeballs on Colorado, and that seems like that's all they want. Okay, fine. You're still going to have your eyeballs. If you look at Dillingham at Arizona State, long way to go. In a tough conference, people expect them to be a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Walters at Purdue, same sort of thing. Expected a little bit more, but it's Purdue. Whatever. Cincinnati coming off a college football playoff run and all that momentum they had, switching conferences. There's enough talent in Ohio, they shouldn't be that bad. I don't think they hired a good coach. And if everyone in the Big 12 is going to be a war of attrition, Satterfield, I think, needs to have a Neil Brown type miracle escape, right? Neil Brown's on the hot seat for West Virginia, got hot last year. Mm-hmm. I think it's an underwhelming hire that the fans didn't like, and there's more talent on that roster than it showed. Cincinnati has to be, I think, a bowl team this year. Otherwise, Satterfield might be gone.
Oh, he's gone. That's why I skipped over. That's a foregone conclusion. He's gone.
That was literally the point. Because when you hear Jay talk about Cincinnati, it's a little offsetting because, yeah, they had their year, but you still not giving credit. Like, I don't want to. I want to give them credit, but I can't.
Well, they were consistent up until they built. They kind of worked their way up and got over.
Do we know what Cincinnati is
right now?
Yeah,
garbage.
Right,
they're garbage.
Right, like,
but they shouldn't be.
Right, no, they shouldn't.
So everything beyond that is cake. It's just cake.
I mean, they have enough winning. They have the fabric of winning in that program. I don't care when Luke Fickell left. All the stuff that he built, the culture and all that didn't go with him. This dude came in and tricked it off.
Yeah,
now you weren't wondering about where you're going to get the money from the buyout. You better call up one of the Kelsey brothers.
Yeah, and the fact that a substantial amount of money is being really focused and refocused to Columbus. In full. Like, it's an all-hands-on-deck sort of deal, and nobody of value is getting away from Columbus, Ohio. No money of any priority is getting away from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking $30 million for college football right now. What are you doing, Cincinnati? What are you doing?
They're trying to find their next coach.
You better find an ATM machine.
Yeah, well, they're gonna hit up the Kelsey brothers because he's gone, and I think Kenny Dillingham. I think he's playing with against a stacked deck because of the investigations and stuff, and so where Arizona State is. Late add to obviously when the conference realignment. So I think I think he's more secure based on the situations around him. When I mentioned Ryan Walters, he's a young coach. He was a 1 year defensive coordinator, turned around Illinois, became the head coach of Purdue. You thought like if Jeff Brohm's gone, you got a great replacement, young, energized guy. And I was underwhelmed by Purdue. They had a good quarterback. A good running back. They had two really good outside pass rushers. We've seen them.
Skirton's a pro.
Right, yeah. He's a first-round pick. And then the other guy was good, too. They had eight tackles for loss between them two. You had a freshman, all Big Ten safety who was good. He had a pick against us.
Peterman.
Yeah, and you had other defensive backs. I was just surprised how long it took for that defense to get going. Considering the talent that they had, because they struggled defensively early, you expect offensively, and I didn't see the improvement that I like to see late in the season. I think he'll still be there. I think they'll be patient with him, but they need
more talent
between who?
Between the latter two, Cincinnati and
Cincinnati does
right. So more talent, and then development.
Yeah,
better coaches on Cincinnati.
No, I like Walters. If I had to choose between Walters and Cincinnati's coach Satterfield, I'd take Walters.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah, no. In trying to get some understanding for one, through all of these teams, there's issue. There's opportunity, but there's also some major flaw sitting right up front.
Right.
And sometimes it's talent. Sometimes it's development. Sometimes it's the coaches.
Yeah.
And in all of those cases of these three, all three coaches have to take some accountability for creating environments where this question is valid.
Here's what I would say to you. I don't think since the University of Cincinnati is on this list if Ryan Walters is their head coach.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
right now he has it. He has, obviously he has lack of experience. I think if he could be reasonable, here's why I say this before we go to break. When Marcus Freeman was at Cincinnati as the defensive coordinator, that's kind of what Walters was, kind of that energizer. He was the head coach in waiting. Obviously, yeah. He went to Notre Dame. So that's why I say it. And those are the lists. We're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this old school. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.